The City of Bloomington released its proposed annual budget on Friday. The 300-page document outlines $90 million worth of expenditures. A majority of those funds are going to staff salaries. The proposed budget has to be approved by the City Council by department before it is sent to the state. The budget for 2019 includes a $6 million overall increase in expenditures. City of Bloomington Deputy Mayor Mick Renizen says the 8% budget increase is partly due to the city adding positions to its public safety department. Renizen says those hirings are largely due to public feedback.
There are 13 new positions added to the city overall this year. Three of those are in the dispatch operation, the community-wide dispatch operation, central dispatch, and four others are in the police department and another one in the fire department. So 8 of our 13 new positions are in public safety. Again, paying attention to the results of the survey and people's awareness and sensitivity to making sure we have a safe, civil, and just community.
Renizen says another big part of the year's budget comes from the city's ongoing development projects, the Trades District, Switchyard Park, and the acquisition of the IU Health Bloomington Hospital site.
We've heard from our city survey, one we did in 2017 and another we'll repeat in 2019, that the community really wanted us to take care of the assets we have. That's about $1 billion worth of public assets. And so investing in the repair, replacement, and sometimes adding new infrastructure like the Trades District or Switchyard Park, for example, that are investments in our community that hopefully spur economic development and growth and make us an attractive city to live and to start your business in. Those are the kind of investments we talk about that are important in this budget, and you'll see a substantial amount of dollars committed to those. Some of those are outside of the city's regular budgeting process and are projects that are funded by the Redevelopment Commission and the Tax Increment Finance District, but nonetheless, those are big initiatives that require a lot of resources of the city.
Among other changes, Renizen says the city's 2019 proposal is longer and offers a more in-depth look at budget items.
The city's taken a new approach this year and added activity-based budgeting to the categorical-based process. And by that, I mean we look at actually the service we deliver: snow plowing, street paving, sidewalk replacement, providing pools, and I could go on. And each one of those activities then has a subcomponent of how much does it cost to provide that particular activity or service to the community. And that's a step we're taking to try to be more transparent, to show the community here's really what it costs to, again, using the example of the pools, to provide the two public pools and the number of people that use those pools and how much it costs to provide that service to the community or how many lane miles we pave. And on from there. So we've done this in the past, but it's been a while since the entire city as an organization has attempted to do it. So this is a return by the whole organization. Other departments like the Parks Department have done this in the past, but not the entire city as an organization. And again, it's an effort to show the public how their tax dollars are spent specific to the service that is being delivered by each of the 13 city departments.
The City Council is holding meetings with each department to approve and ask questions about their proposed expenditures. Those meetings are taking place at Bloomington City Hall at 6 p.m. this week. A full schedule is available on the city's website, bloomington.in.gov.